strengthen me as I open up in prayer for the preaching of the word.
让我们一起用祷告来开始今天的正道。
Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before you in prayer, not only because we believe in the power of prayer, but Lord, it is our act of humility and humbling ourselves under the authority of your word.
亲爱的天父，今天我们要低头来到你的面前祷告，这不仅仅是因为祷告的大能，也是为了显明我们在你面前的谦卑和顺服。
It also demonstrates, Lord, our heart of reverence before you as we worship our God together this morning as brothers and sisters in Christ.
让我们今天早上作为基督里的弟兄姐妹一同来敬拜我们的神，我们要带着这样一个敬畏的心。
We do want to recognize that whenever the church gathers, Lord, there are people in our midst who do not yet know you, Jesus.
亲爱的主，我们也知道，当我们在一起聚集的时候，我们当中往往有还不认识你的朋友。
We pray that you would, in your own way, open up their eyes to see.
主啊，我们祈求你用你自己的方式打开他们的心眼，让他们能够看见。
Because otherwise they don't understand what's being preached.
如若不然，他们就不能够明白所传讲的道。
They don't have the spirit to help them understand the things of God.
如若不然，就没有灵能够帮助他们了解神的话语。
But for those of us who are your children, we know that we have the spirit of God to help illumine to us the word of God.
主啊，但是我们当中你的儿女，我们有圣灵的帮助，我们能够得到圣灵的光照，理解你的话。
And sometimes from a human perspective, Lord, your word and the things in your word, what you command us to do in the order that we may live is hard to grasp, it's hard to understand.
主啊，我们也知道有时从人的眼光来看，你愿意让我们知道的你里面的奥秘是那样的难解。
Help us this morning. Speak to us this morning. Impress upon our hearts this morning the very words of God so that we may not only hear but be transformed.
主啊，今天早上就请你亲自的对我们讲话。主啊，把你的话语深深的刻在我们的心里，让我们今天早上能够听到你的话，能够让我们在自己的生命里得到转变，把你的话语活出来。
So we look to you to be our true preacher and our guide this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们要单单的注目仰望你，因为你是我们真的讲道者你是我们真的向导。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen. This morning, we're going to need to talk about relationships.
今天早上我们要谈到关系。
Even at the sound of that phrase, some people are either glad or some people already have some negative thoughts.
当我们一听到这个词的时候，有的人心里很喜悦，但是有的人心里面或许有些不安。
Because in all of our lives, there are relationships that are good.And then there are relationships that are not so good.
因为在我们每个人的生命中都有一些好的或有一些不好的关系。
We all probably can attest if I ask for a show of hands, which I'm not going to do, but if I did, we would all admit that we all have relationships in our lives that have some problems.
我相信如果我叫大家举手表示一下的话，很多人都会举手，我们的生命中有一些不大容易相处的关系。
We have some relationships that are...Hard.
我们有一些蛮困难的关系。
And what is it that makes some of these relationships so hard?
那为什么有一些关系会那么的难呢？
People.
人。
People are hard.
因为有些人就是不容易相处。
Now, if these relationships become so hard because of the people, then the question we need to ask is,Why would God keep us around these people?
那如果是因为 有些人使得关系那么不容易相处，那为什么神要把这样的人放在我们身边呢？
And why would God want us to do something about these relationships?
那为什么神又要叫我们对这些关系要做一些事情呢？
You see, we're continuing on today in our series in 1 John.
今天我们要继续我们约翰一书的系列正道。
And as we're going through this book, we preach through it, Pastor James and I just preach through it, chapter and verse. We go right through the letter.
所以呢，范长老和我们每一章每一节逐节逐章的这样来查考。
And some of you already know where this letter is going again.
那么当中我们当中有许多人已经知道这封书信接下来又要讲到什么了。
So if you grab your Bibles, turn it over to, flip it open to 1 John chapter 4.
如果我们翻到圣经约翰一书第四节，第四章。
Some of you already know that right here in chapter 4 verse 7.
许多人已经知道在约翰一书四章七节。
John is going to once again address relationships with people.
再一次的约翰又要谈到与人的关系。
Specifically, our relationships with one another.
特别的是我们彼此之间的关系。
And whenever the scripture uses the word one another, we know that that's actually not talking about Christians' relationships with non-Christians, but it's actually Christians'relationships with one another.
所以每当我们看到这个词彼此的时候，我们理解并不是指基督徒与非信徒之间的关系，而是弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
And when we come to our passage today, we now see for the third time, John is going to talk to us about loving one another.
当我们读今天的章节，我们会看到这是第三次约翰谈到我们当彼此相爱。
This is the third time that he stresses the concept of loving one another.
这是第三次约翰强调彼此相爱这个概念。
And this morning we were talking with another group that whenever anything in God's word is emphasized to the degree of three times,
今天在另外一个团契中，我们谈到，每当在圣经里再三的强调某一件事。
Then what is that telling us, Joshua? What is that telling us? That we, because you gave the answer earlier today. Okay. This brother said, if it's being emphasized three times, it means that we have to pay attention.
所以呢，就是说，如果我们再三的讲到这样一件事，神再三的讲到一件事，我们必须要注意。
This concept is now being brought up.For the third time in John's letter.
在约翰的书信里第三次提到这个概念。
Why would this concept be so critical for John to write to the church?
为什么这个概念是如此的至关重要，约翰要三次向教会提到呢？
Why would this concept be so critical that John is emphasizing itover and over again and over again in this letter.
为什么在约翰的书信里他要再三再三的强调这个至关重要的概念呢？
Remember, Pastor James shared in the very first kickoff to the series that John was already an older man by now.
记得吗？范长老提到在我们刚开始这个系列的时候，约翰写约翰一书的时候已经很年长了。
And in his younger years, he was very close to Jesus.
在他年轻的时候，他与耶稣非常的亲近。
Why would this be the critical message that he is impressing upon those who follow Jesus?
为什么他要对那些追随耶稣基督的人再三的强调这样一个至关重要的概念呢？
I think because he knows.That this message was critical to Jesus.
我想这是因为约翰他理解这个信息对耶稣来讲至关重要。
To Jesus, this is mission critical for the church.
对耶稣来讲，这个概念对于教会来说是他们最重要的使命。
So keep your finger in 1 John, and we're going to flip over to originally where Jesus told this to his disciples in John chapter 13.
那么我们可以翻到约翰福音，就说
请。We're also going to pop it up here.
屏幕上也有，起初的时候，耶稣基督亲自提到这个概念。
Okay. So chapter 13 verses 34.
在约翰福音第十三章第三十四节。
A new commandment I give to you that you love one another. This is in red. That means that's Jesus speaking. Just as I have loved you, you are to love one another.
大家看这经文，如果在圣经里是红字，表明是耶稣亲自赐下的话语。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
I think we have to be careful.Here, though, because the way we use love today, I think is very, very different from Jesus' understanding when he's telling us to love one another.
那我们在这里也要当心，因为我想我们今天所使用爱这个字眼跟耶稣基督讲到爱这个命令的时候是有所不同的。
Because today we use the word love in so many ways.
今天我们使用爱这个词语用许多不同的方式。
I love chocolate ice cream. Does anybody else love chocolate ice cream? Raise your hand, yeah? Okay, I love chocolate ice cream.
大家喜不喜欢巧克力冰激凌？
And then some people don't love, obviously this side of the room did not love chocolate ice cream. What kind of ice cream do you guys love? Vanilla, okay.
最半边的。
I don't love vanilla, okay.
弟兄姐妹喜欢香草冰激凌。
Okay, some people here too, right.This guy roasted his hand for both chocolate and vanilla. Okay, like I just love ice cream. Some of us say I love Apple products.
那有的人喜特别喜爱苹果产品。
And then other people say no. I love what is it called? Android products. Obviously, I don't even know what that is.
其他的人也喜爱三星的产品。
Right. I love this new restaurant.
我特别喜爱这家新餐馆。
And then someone else said, no, I love this new restaurant.
另外一个人喜爱另一家餐馆。
Loving this or that is as a matter of liking.
所以我们这里用喜爱我们表示的是喜欢。
Loving this or that is a matter of my feelings, what I feel.
我们这样讲到喜爱其实体现我们的感觉。
Or it's a matter of my preferences.
或者是表示我的偏好。
When I say I love this, it just means I prefer this over that.
我说我爱这个东西，其实只是说我更喜欢。
So a lot of times we're using the word love for simply the things that we like.
所以这里我们用爱，我们表示的是喜欢。
And the things that we like, simply put, quite often changes.
但是呢，我们喜欢的东西常常会改变。
Yesterday we loved this and.Today we no longer love that. We love this instead.
昨天我们很爱这个东西，今天我们又不爱它了。
Some of the people who have pushed Apple products on me so that I now love Apple products, they've already no longer love Apple products. They've moved over to OnePlus or Android.
有些人向我特别极力推荐苹果产品，现在我爱苹果，但他今天已经去喜欢一加手机了。
See, love seems to come up whenever we stand to.Gain something from something or someone.
所以在这里我们看到爱这个词的使用是当我们可以从某样东西或者某一个人那里得到好处。
We use the word love when we stand to gain something.
当我们可以得到好处的时候，我们用爱这个词。
We see this on like Yelp or like Google reviews or any app that has reviews.
当我们用任何点评的网站的时候，我们常常用爱这个词。
I love this mechanic.
我特别喜欢这个机修工。
Because he gives me the most honest and the best deals.
因为这位汽车修理工给我最诚实的最好的一个价格。
I love this new place to eat or to do something here. I love it. I give it how many stars?Five stars.
我特别爱这个餐馆，我给他五星评。
I love it because they treat me with respect.
我特别爱他们，因为他们很尊敬地对待我。
They give me the best price.
他们给我很好的价格。
They give me the best service.
他们给我很好的服务。
You see, we say we love things because we stand to gain from something.
所以我们看到，我们说我们很爱什么，是因为我们得着了好处。
And so, when we use the word love today,
所以今天当我们提到爱这个词，
it's often motivated by our feelings or our emotions.
常常是出于我们情感或情绪的驱动。
It's motivated by what we prefer, our preferences.
常常是出于我们的个人偏好。
It's motivated by what I gain.
常常是用因为我们个人得到的好处来驱使。
So when we're using the word love today, we're often describing something where I get the most gain.
所以我们今天用到爱这个字眼常常表示我从里面能够得到最大的益处。
So a lot of times when we say I love this or that or someone,
当我们说到我们爱这个那个或某人，
we love it because of what's in it for me.
我们爱它因为我们能从中得到好处。
No wonder anytime we have a difficult relationship, it'sobvious that we would stay clear of that person.
所以也就难怪了，当我们有一些很难相处的关系的时候，我们就远离这个人。
I don't want to deal with this difficult relationship because there is nothing in it for me.
我不想来处理这个很棘手的关系，因为对我来讲这没有好处。
Yet I think that when Jesus is using the word love, it's different from the way we use it today.
但我相信耶稣用到爱这个词的时候，与我们今天的用法是不同的。
I'm going to just point you to one word here in this verse 34 that will really begin to already reshape what love ought to mean for us through the definition of Jesus.
所以我想在三十四节向大家指出一个词，就可以让我们看到对耶稣来讲爱是如何的一个不同的一个概念。
Look what Jesus says in verse 34.
我们来看第三十四节。
A new what? Commandment I give to you that you love one another.
我赐给你们一条什么？新命令，叫你们彼此相爱。
Love is a commandment.
爱是一条命令。
Jesus is telling those who belong to him,
耶稣基督在这里对那些属他的人讲，
I am commanding you to love.
我命令你们彼此相爱。
With a commandment,
这是一条命令。
Then love is a decision or a commitment.With or without feelings.
那么爱就是一个不取决于感觉的一个决定，一个承诺。
With or without my preferences.
不管我的偏好如何。
With or without whether or not I stand to gain anything from this relationship.
不管我能从这个关系里得到好处，还是不能。
That's why Jesus can say, love your enemies.
这也是为什么耶稣可以说要爱你的仇敌。
Jesus certainly knows that you have no good feelings towards an enemy.
耶稣当然知道我们对敌人是不会有好的感觉的。
You have no preference to love that person, your enemy.
你个人肯定不会偏向于去爱你的仇敌。
And there is very likely nothing to gain from loving your enemies.
那么也非常可能你爱你的仇敌什么好处也没有。
But Jesus, that was in Matthew chapter 5, would command us to love our enemies.
但是在马太福音第五章，耶稣就命令我们要爱我们的仇敌。
Why?
为什么？
Why? Let's not even talk about loving our enemies anymore.
那我们现在先暂时都不要讲爱仇敌。
Why would God bring us into...relationships in our life that severely affect us because of how difficult they are.
为什么神要在我们的生命中放上这些特别难相处的人，他们对我们生活产生很大的影响？
Specifically, Jesus is talking about the one another. That means another brother or sister in Christ.
在这里，耶稣特别提到的是我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
Why would God put us into a relationship that affects me so severely because it is so traumatically difficult with this other brother or sister in Christ?
为什么神要把这样一位特别难相处的弟兄或姐妹放在我的生命里？他对我的生命造成很大的影响。
Whether it is in this church body,
也许是在我们这个教会肢体里
or as we said a couple of weeks ago, that brother or sister in Christ that is in your home,
或者是我们几周前提到的，你的家里也有弟兄姐妹。
That difficult relationship that you have between a parent and children,
你也许家里的亲子关系很不好。
That are both brothers and sisters in Christ.
然后但是都是我们都是基督里的。
That relationship between two spouses that are both brothers and sisters in Christ.
或者是夫妻之间，夫妻也都是基督徒。
Where no one knows but God knows that that is the most difficult relationship in this universe for you to handle.
也许旁人都不知道，只有神知道，对你来讲，那是宇宙中最难处的一段关系。
So the question for this text is why?
那么今天这个章节就有这样一个问题了，为什么？
Why would God command us to do this?
为什么神要命令我们这样去做呢？
And I think this text will help us with why.
我想今天的章节要帮助我们回答这个问题。
And it is more than just because he commanded it.
这不仅仅是因为这是神的命令。
It's got to be more than just because he told us so.
这不仅仅是耶稣这样对我们讲了。
Because everything that God does and commands us to has deep implications and have deep, powerful implications for life.
因为每一件神做的或者说的对我们的生命都会有很深刻的影响。
Why would God put me in this most difficult of relationships with this other brother or sister in Christ and tell me to love them?
神为什么要把我放在这样一个与另外一位弟兄姐妹那么难相处的关系里，而且要命令我去爱他呢？
Let's look at our passage.
让我们看看今天的经文。
First John chapter 4, verse 7.
约翰一书四章第七节。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So if the question is why,
如果今天我们的问题是为什么？
Why are you calling me, God, to love in this most difficult of relationships with this other brother or sister in Christ?
神啊，今天你为什么要把这样一个很难相处的人放在我们的关系中，并要我去爱他呢？
It's because love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
这是因为凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
I love because I've been born again into a new life.
我能够去爱是因为我已经重生了，我能够有这样的能力去爱。
I'm able to love because I've been brought out from spiritual darkness into spiritual life.
我能够爱，因为我从属灵的黑暗中已经到了属灵的生命。
I'm able to love because I've been raised from spiritual death into spiritual life.
我能够爱，因为我已经从属灵的死亡到了属灵的
生命。I have been brought out from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
我已经从黑暗的国度里被 提到光明的国度里。
And this is what John is saying over and over and over again.
这就是约翰再三强调的。
Look at chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
Verse 9 and 10.
九到十节。
Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness.
人若说自己在光明中却恨他的弟兄他到如今还是在黑暗里。
Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling.
爱弟兄的就是住在光明中在他并没有半跌的缘由。
Why should I love my brother or my sister in Christ the way God is calling me to?
Excuse me.为什么我们应当遵循神的呼召来爱我们基督中的弟兄姐妹呢？
The reason why I should love is because I've been born again and I now know that I'm in the light and I'm not in the darkness anymore.
我应当去爱的理由是我已经重生了，我已经不在黑暗中而在光明中。
We love our brother or sister in Christ, those that are in the church andthose that are at home, because we are now walking in the light of Christ.
我们之所以能够爱我们教会中或者是家里的弟兄姐妹，是因为我们已经行走在光明中。
But where does this love come from?
但是这个爱是从何而来的？
Because I know, humanly speaking,
因为我知道从人的角度讲，
naturally speaking,
自然的，
this type of love is nearly impossible.
这种爱是几乎不可能的。
Humanly speaking, I find this love very hard.
从人的角度讲，我觉得这是很难去这样爱。
Humanly speaking, I don't even feel like I like this person.
从人的角度讲，我都不觉得我喜欢这个人。
I don't prefer this person.
我不倾向于去爱这个人。
I don't see any benefit to me.To love this person.
从我个人来讲，我看不到爱这个人对我有什么好处。
I don't even know where to begin in this relationship.
这段关系里，我都不知道该从何开始。
Where does this type of love even come from?
所以这种爱的来源在哪里呢？
Verse 7 tells us.
第七节讲到。
Let us love one another, for this love, it comes from God.
我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
This means that the love that we need to demonstrate the source of this love, it comes from God.
这就是说，我们需要去彰显的这样一种爱，来源在于我们的神。
And if this love source comes from God, what does it even look like?
那么若是这种爱的来源在于神，那么它看上去什么样呢？
Because humanly speaking, at times, I don't even know where to begin this process of love.
因为从人性的角度讲，我都不知道要从何做起能够这样爱。
So what exactly does the source of God's love look like in my life?
那么在我的生命里，这种从神起源的爱应该是什么样的呢？
Let's keep reading in verse 9 and 10.
让我们继续读第九到十节。
In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us.And sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
You see, these two verses give us a picture of God's love.
大家看这两节给了我们一幅神的爱的图画。
And what you already begin to see is that this love that He has given us looks.Nothing like the love of this world.
我们已经可以看到神给我们这样的爱跟这世界上的爱完全不同。
The source which is God's love looks nothing like our love.
神的爱，也就是爱的起源，与我们生命中所谓的爱完全不同。
You see, human love is always self-preserving.
你看，人所讲的爱总是自我保护的。
But in verse 9 here, we can see that while human love is self-preserving, God's love is self-sacrificing.
我们在第九节可以看到，虽然人的爱是自我保护，但神的爱是自我牺牲的。
God sent His only Son into the world.
神差他独生子到世间来。
So that we might live through Him.
使我们借着他得生。
We saw this in chapter 3, verse 16.
我们在三章十六节也看到。
That Jesus laid down His life.
基督为我们舍命。
For us.
为我们。
Human love is always looking out for to protect ourselves.
人的爱总是为了要保护自己。
I need to stay away from these people because I need to protect myself.
我要逃避这些人，因为我要保护自己。
God's love is a love that sacrifices myself.
神的爱是自我牺牲的爱。
Human love is also very much based on how other people treat us.
人的爱常常取决于他人如何对待我们。
Think about your most difficult and challenging relationships.
想一想你最困难、最有挑战的关系。
It all stems from how the other person treated you.
常常它的根源在于那个人是如何待你的。
While human love is predicated on how others treat us,
人的爱取决于别人如何待你。
Right, we'll treat them this way because they treated us this way.
他们怎么待我，我也怎么待他。
God's love, we can see, is a commitment to love, irregardless of how others treat him.
但是我们可以看到神的爱是一种承诺，无论对方如何待我们。
Verse 10,
第十节
It says, this is love.
这就是爱了。
Not that we have loved God, that's how we treated God, but that He loved us.
不是我们爱神，这是我们怎么待神的，乃是神爱我们。
We have to get this clear.
我们要讲清楚。
You did not love God first.
不是我们先爱神的。
You did not.
我们没有。
The scripture is very clear that God first loved you.
经文很清楚地讲到神先爱了我们。
You weren't like the special one that was more pleasing to God.
我们不是那位很特别、特别蒙神喜悦的人。
You know, like...We have a refrigerator in our garage.
我的车库里有个冰箱，两个冰箱。
That's a first world problem there. but in that refrigerator, with that freezer, we keep like the popsicles.
我们的冰箱里放着冰棍。
And I was going for a popsicle one day, and Abby comes over.
我要去拿一个冰棒的时候，我女儿来了。
And I gave her, I was like, "You want one too?" She's like, "Yeah."
我跟我的小女儿说，你想要吗？她说是的。
We both were enjoying our popsicles.
我们就在享受我们的冰棒。
And the other little guy comes over from playing.
然后我小儿子玩好了回来。
And how come you got a popsicle, Abby?
姐姐为什么会有冰棒呢？
Because I'm special.
因为我很特别呀。
And my son is...Not super smart, so he's like, oh.
那我儿子不是特聪明，他说啊，真的吗
？I'm not special.
那我就很普通了。
And I said, no, you are special. I'm gonna give you one too. None of you are really special. I just choose to give you popsicles.
所以我说，不，你也很特别。其实他们都没有什么特别，但我决定要给他们冰棒。
You weren't the special one in the church.That was more pleasing to God, so God loved you.
所以呢，也不是说你在教会里这么特别，所以神就特别恩待你。
Sorry to burst your bubble today.
很遗憾，我戳破了你的泡泡。
God loved you first.
神先爱了你。
You didn't love God, and God was like, "Oh, your love is so good to me. I'm gonna now love you back."
并不是说你先那么爱神，所以神说，那么
我要也来爱你。God's love is not predicated on how He is treated.
所以神的爱并不取决于你如何待他。
Because if that was the case, none of us would even ever receive the love of God.
因为若是如此，我们当中就没有任何人能够得到神的爱了。
Amen on that?
是不是?
While human love is predicated on what we receive, God's love is not affected by that.
虽然人的爱取决于我们得到了什么，但是神的爱并不取决于那个。
There was nothing you did that attracted God to you.
你没有做任何的事情能够吸引神。
That's why the Word of God says that while we were what? Sinners, Christ died for us.
所以也就是为什么经文说到，当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死了。
The love of God loves regardless of how you're treated.
所以神的爱并不取决于你是如何被对待的。
We also see that human love always seeks out the good of self.
我们也看到人的爱总是去寻求个人的益处。
I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to love you because of what I stand to gain.
我要爱你，因为我可以从你那捞到好处。
But God's love seeks the good of others.
但神的爱是为了他人的益处。
In fact, God seeks the highest good of others.
其实神的爱为的是他人最大的益处。
That's why verse 10 it says that he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin.
也就是为什么在第十节提到他差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回。
That's an awfully big word, propitiation.
挽回祭是一个很大的词。
And I see some elementary school kids in here.
我看到一些小学生在我们当中。
What does propitiation even mean?
挽回祭是什么意思呢?
It means that Jesus took all of God's wrath for us.
他的意思是耶稣承担了神所有的震怒。
Even though Jesus did nothing wrong,
虽然耶稣并没有做错任何事。
He took all of our wrongs on him.
他担当了我们一切过犯。
And it specifically says, so that we might live.
所以这里特地提到了，所以我们借着他得生。
You see, that's our highest good.
这是我们最大的益处。
God gave his best for our highest good.
神把他最好的赐给我们，为了我们最大的益处。
Verse 9 says, so that we might live.Through him.
第九节提到，使我们借着他得生。
The Christianity is not just about getting to heaven.
所以基督教不是说只是去天堂。
It's not just about following the rules and not doing the things that God hates.
也不仅仅是说就是要守规矩，不做神厌恶的事。
Christianity is not just a lifestyle or a habit of coming to church, the building actually, once a week.
基督信仰也不是这样一种生活方式或者习惯，那你每周来教会。
The core of Christianity
基督信仰的核心在于
is God giving new life to those who are undeserving and dead in their sins.
核心在于神赐给那些还在罪里死的人新的生命。
This life that we live, don't just come to church building.
我们的新生命并不是说我们只是来到教会这个建筑。
That is not what God saved you for.
神救了你不是为了这个。
God's seeking of your highest good was to give you this new life.
神要为了你最大的益处，他给了你这个新的生命。
New life is a life that's being transformed in the image of His Son.
这个新的生命是按着耶稣基督神儿子的样式来转变你。
This life is an abundant life.
这是一个丰盛的生命。
It is not. Well, it's Sunday. I got to come to church. I have to punch my What you call that thing? Time card, time card. Time, the time card. Do we even use that today? It was probably on cell phones.
不是说你每主日说哦，我今天要去教会打卡了。
That's not what God's about.
这不是神所要的。
He didn't save you so you have this miserable experience like I can't play golf on Sunday. This sucks. Oh, there's some football. Yeah, I'm only saying my own examples, right? Like, oh, there's a great football game this Sunday, but I gotta be at church. Ah.
神给你这个新生命，不是让你这样说。哦，每主日我不能打高尔夫球或橄榄球，我要来教会。
Or the person who says, "Oh yeah, I've been going to church for like 40 years and." I don't know what I'd do on a Sunday morning if I didn't go to church.
或者有的人说，我四年了，每周每主日都去教会，如果不去，我也不知道该干嘛。
There's nothing going on in my life in my relationship with God, but I just got to be in the building.
我的生命中没有任何与神的爱或神的关系，我只是到这个建筑物里面。
God has sought out your highest good.
神为了寻求你最大的益处。
And He gave His best.To us undeserving, dead in our sins, people, so that we can have life.
他把他自己最好的赐给我们这样一群在罪中不配的人，好让我们得着新的生命。
You see, that's the picture of God's love.
请看，这就是神的爱的图画。
It's what we would call a biblical love.
这就是我们所讲到的圣经中的爱。
So God's love or a biblical love, I've tried to.Put a little definition to it, and it's not perfect.
所以呢，圣经的爱，我试图要定义它，但是这个定义不是很完全。
But even from these two verses, we could see that biblical love is a self-sacrificing commitment that shows itself through seeking the greatest good of others.
所以在这两节里，我们可以看到，神的爱是一种自我牺牲的承诺，在寻求他人最大的益处中得以显明。
This type of love that God's given us the source of is a commitment, and it comes with or without emotions.
所以神从神来源的这样一种圣经里的爱，它是一个承诺，无论我们是否有这样的感觉。
Because I guarantee you, like me.A lot of times, I don't feel like loving that person.
如果你像我一样的话，很多情况下我都没有感觉到我要爱这个人。
And most of you are not feelings people like me, okay? I'm a feelings person. When I don't feel it, I don't feel it.
我是一个很感性的人。如果我没有这样的感觉，就是没这样的感觉。
You can't make feelings in me.
你不能够。人造出一些感觉。
And for those of you who don't have feelings, like a lot of you just don't have, you're like robots, I'm kidding. But it's harder, we can't create feelings in you either.
那我们当中有一些很理性的像机器人一样的人，我们也没有能力在你里面创造出感觉来。
That's why the picture of love is that it's a commitment, sometimes with feelings, a lot of times without.
所以也就是神的爱呢是一种承诺，有的时候你有这样的感受，有的时候你没有。
It's a type of love that will almost always come at a great personal cost.
这样的爱呢，常常是需要放上很大的个人代价的。
So that's why it will take a sacrifice on our part.
这也就是为什么它是要我们做出牺牲的。
And this type of love is others oriented.
这样的爱呢，是以他人为导向的。
It's not a self-oriented love.
而不是以个人为导向。
It's not looking for what I get out of it so that I could give it 5 stars.
并不是因为我得着了什么好处，所以我给他五星好评。
It's that I might not get anything out of this.
而是即使我不能从中得到任何的好处。
In a worldly perspective, it's a 0-star relationship.
从属世的角度说，这是一个零星的关系。
But I will seek out for you the greatest good.
但我仍要寻求你的最大益处。
And because of that, God gives it 5 stars.
因此，神给了他五星好评。
Why do we love?
我们为什么爱呢？
Because we've been born again.
因为我们重生了。
We have been given.The capacity to love because this love comes from God.
我们有爱的能力是因为是爱来自于神。
Look at verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
You see here the picture that John is giving us.
我们看约翰给我们描绘了这样一幅图画。
Is that God has given himself for you to show this love.
神把他自己赐给你，所以你可以彰显他的爱。
And yet the very purpose of this love
这个爱的目的在于
is not just so that you'd be a recipient of it
不是说你仅仅是接受爱
but that this love is doing something in you
而是这个爱在你里面动工
it has given you not only the new life but it's now transforming the life you once knew
它不但赐给你新生命而且转化你之前的生命
Because the love that God has shown to you,
因为神向你显明的爱
He says, because God has so loved you,
因为神既是如此爱我们
this love is not complete unless it begins to be worked out among others.
这个爱必须在我们的生命中，在他人里面实践出来，才能得以完全。
You see, sometimes when we talk about God's love for us,
有时我们提到神对我们的爱
we always start with individualistically.
我们常常是以个人的角度来看待
because that's our tendency.
这是我们的倾向。
What's in it for me?
对我来讲有什么好处呢？
When John 3:16 says, "When God so loved the world, He gave His only Son."
在约翰福音三章十六节说到神爱世人
We always make me the recipient.
赐下他的独生子我们常常认为我是、接受神的爱
But the picture that John is giving us over and over again
但是约翰再三的给我们这样一句话
is that the goal of God's love in you is not to end in you, it is to work itself out with others.
神爱你的目的不是他的爱就终止在你这里而是你要活出他的爱
and Jesus would know there are some people that it's easy to love
耶稣他很知道有些人容易去爱
like me I'm really easy to love、right?
我是一个很可爱的人、
like、we get along with it、right? I think I get along with most of y'all、right?
我们很好相处嘛
some people you're like yeah he's easy to love
有的人是真的很可爱
right? I think I'm kind of easy to love okayBut I'm not actually. If you ask my wife, I'm not that, my kids can tell you, I'm not that easy to love.
问问我的妻子孩子我不是那么容易被爱的。
And Jesus specifically knows that there's people that are easier to love.
神耶稣知道有些人相对来讲更容易去爱。
But he keeps us in these special relationships.
但是他把我们放在这样特别的关系里。
There's some of those relationships in your life that you know, this is special.
有一些关系是好特别的
Because this is so hard.
因为它好难
I cannot love this person.
我不能去爱这个人
I don't know where to begin.
我不知道从何开始
And the picture of God's love is that God keeps you in that.
但是神的爱的画面是他把你放在那个关系里
Not for you to run away from that.
他不要你逃避
But he keeps you in that.
他持续地把你放在那个关系里
So that the love that he has given youis most practiced, is most expressed, not in that person that's easiest to love, in this person that you don't even know where to begin to love.
所以呢神的爱就在你不是那个很可爱的人而是那特别难去爱的人那里就得到了特别好的彰显。
Because sadly, even in all these church relationships, brothers and sisters, whether at, in the building or at home,
因为很悲哀的是在教会的弟兄姐妹中不但是在教会也有可能在家里
We see and we know that there are all these fractured and broken relationships
我们看到我们也知道有许多破裂的关系
And I don't know all of them
我并不知道所有这样的关系
So don't think that I know you and I'm talking about you, I don't
所以不要以为我知道你所以我在对你讲话。
Because there's so many times Pastor James, people come up to Pastor James and I and say, you were talking about me today, weren't you?
因为常常有人来对两位长老说今天你是不是专门在讲我呀
I'm like, no.
其实不是的。
You knew that I had that problem at home.
你知道我家里有这样的问题吗？
And I'm like, no.
我其实不知道。
Just this week, we had a problem at home.
他会讲，就这周我们家里有这样的问题。
You were looking at me.
你就是盯着我看。
I'm not even looking at anyone. I'm literally looking at the hall right now.
其实我并没有看任何人，我就看着中间。
How would I know what happened between you and your spouse this week?
我怎么可能知道过去这周你和你的配偶之间发生了什么呢？
Did you text me about that?
你有发短信给我吗？
No.
没有。
But you knew you were looking at me.
但是你说，那你为什么老是看着我呢？
And what would Pastor James and I say?
那么两位长老要怎么说呢？
Dude, bro, that's God looking at you.
那是神在看着你。
God is talking to you.
神在对你说话。
Because I don't know about the fractured relationships, but God does.
因为我不了解你生命中破裂的关系，但神知道。
And sometimes we sit in a sermon, right? And it just feels as if this is on me. This is to me today.
有的时候我们在听讲道的时候，我们会觉得这就是神在对我个人讲话。
That's not the preacher.
这不是这个讲道的人。
We're not that smart.
我们没有那么聪明。
We don't know everything.
我们不是凡事都知道。
Some of y'all, we don't even want to know about what's going on.
有些人都不想知道你生命中的各种问题。
God does.
但神知道。
God knows.
神理解。
And when you feel that that message today is coming on you, that's the Lord God Almighty giving you a word for your life.
当你觉得今天的信息是针对你的时候，其实是我们全能的神，他要对你的生命做一件事情。
Can you believe that someone once confessed?
你能相信某人曾经这样坦白
？That I cannot even serve with this other individual at church.
我没有办法跟教会里这个一个人同工。
Someone confessed that there is a brother or a sister in the church that they haven't even spoken to for years, not because they're too busy, they refuse to be having words with that other person.
你能相信吗？有人曾经坦白说，教会有这样一位弟兄或姐妹，他已经多年不跟他说话了，不是因为太忙，而是不想。
There are fractured relationships within the body of Christ.
在基督的肢体里有破裂的关系。
Do you understand how much sorrow this brings to the heart of God?
你理解吗？这样破裂的关系对神的心来讲是何等的忧伤。
This, though, is not the way it is supposed to remain.
但是这样的情形不应当持续下去。
That's why one of the major effects of God's love.
这也就是为什么神的爱的一个很重大的影响。
When it works itself out from you to other brothers and sisters in Christ,
当你在和其他弟兄姐妹相处的关系中实践出神的爱的时候，
One of those effects is reconciliation.
有其中的一个结果就是和解。
Biblical love reconciles.That which was formerly broken.
圣经中的爱能够把曾经破损的修复和解。
Because everyone who is a child of God knows that our relationship with God was formerly broken, but He reconciled it.
因为每一位神的子女都清楚，我们与神的关系之前是破裂的，但是神与我们和解。
And this is so important to the heart of God.
这对神的心来讲是那么的重要。
It's so important that in Matthew chapter 5,
很重要，在马太五章，马太福音第五章
verse 23 and 24,
23到24节
God says, as someone is going to worship God at the altar, bringing an offering,
神说有人到祭坛上献礼物的时候，
Going to the altar to worship God.
到祭坛上去敬拜神的时候。
Jesus said, remember that your brother has something against you.
你想起弟兄向你怀怨。
Remember that there is a broken relationship that you have with another brother.
你
or sister,
想起你跟某位弟兄或者姐妹有个破裂的关系。
Before you worship me,
在你敬拜我之前
leave your gift there,
把礼物留在那里
and go,
先去
first,Be reconciled to your brother, and then you come and offer your gift to the Lord.
先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物给神。
Reconciliation is so important to God.
和好对神来讲是如此的重要。
That he says before you even come,
他说在你来之前
you're going to lift your hands up and worship me.
你想要举手敬拜我。
Before you come to worship with your brothers and sisters,
但在你来与弟兄姐妹一起敬拜之前。
Before you come and you want to bring me your offering,
在你来要向我献礼物之前。
You better go and make it right.
你要先去做正确的事。
That love that I have given to you must work its way out to that difficult brother and sister before you come and worship me.
我所赐给你的爱要在那个难相处的弟兄姐妹那里要你要实践出来然后你来敬拜我
I don't need your fake worship
我不需要你虚假
I don't need you to tell me that you love me
我不需要你说你爱我
When you cannot love your brother or sister in Christ
当你不能爱你基督里的弟兄或姐妹的时候
You can't say that you love God when you cannot love your brother or sister
若你不能爱你的弟兄和姐妹，你就不能说你爱神。
Biblical love is a love that will reconcile broken relationships.
圣经中的爱是能够和解破碎关系的一种爱。
Why would God do this?
神为什么要这样做呢
？Why would God do this to me?
神为什么要对我如此
行呢 ？This is so hard.
这太难了。
Why does God emphasize this?
为什么神要强调
这一点 Why does God want the church to look like this?
为什么神要教会是这个样子呢
The answer is in verse 12.
在第十二节我们可以看到答案
Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 12.
约翰一书四章十二节
Because no one has ever seen God.
从来没有人见过神
But if we love one another, God's love abides in us. That's the proof. And His love is perfected in us.
我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
This is not saying that God's love needs to be made more perfect.
这并不是说神的爱还要再更完美。
Some translations say that God's love is made complete.
有一些翻译讲到神的爱得以完全。
This original word has this particular concept to it.
所以这个 字源呢它有原文有这样的意思。
That it has reached its ultimate goal or purpose.
他已经达到了他起初的或者最终的意义或者目标了。
So it's not that God's love needs to be made more perfect, it already is.
并不是说神的爱还需要更完美，他已经很完美了。
But that God's love will achieve its intended purpose when that love that He's given to us works itself out to our brother and sister in Christ.
他的意思是说神的爱会达到他预定的计划或者意图因为我们在对弟兄姐妹的相处中活出他的爱
And why would God call us to love in these most difficult of circumstances some of which have been broken for years
为什么神要把我们放在一些多年来已经破碎了 许久的关系在这样困难的情形中呢
Because no one has ever seen God
因为从来没有人见过神。
But you know they will see His love.
但是他们会看到神的爱。
When we can learn to work that love out in the most difficult and broken relationships.
当我们能够学习在最困难的最 破损的关系中能够实践出神的爱。
The reason why God has given you new life
神给你新生命的原因是
is so that people can see Jesus in you
是为了让人能从你的身上看到耶稣基督的样式。
The reason he calls us to love in the most difficult relationships, to love like Jesus.
神之所以要呼召你在很困难的关系中要去爱你的弟兄姐妹
is so that the world can see Jesus in you.
是为了让这个世界能够在你的身上看到耶稣。
When you begin having a self-sacrificing commitment to love.
当你开始有这样一种自我牺牲的承诺去爱的时候
When you are always not seeking your own good, but you're seeking the highest good in others.
当你不只是寻求自己的益处，而是寻求他人最大的益处的时
候 And when we all share that with one another,
当我们都彼此分享这样的爱的时候
then the world will see.
那么世界就会看到
They will see Jesus in us.
他们会在我们身上看到耶稣基督的样式
It is proof that Jesus is in us.
这是耶稣住在我们里面的证据
And that we are in Jesus.
我们也在耶稣里面
Because he's reconciled us to him.
因为他让我们与他和解。
This is the picture.
这就是图画。
That's what verse 13 and on says.
这就是十三节之后讲到的。
By this we know that we abide, we remain in him and he in us, because he's given us his spirit.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
And we have now seen and we can testify.That the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world.
父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
When we love,
当我们爱的时候
it will be evident that God sent His Son to save us.
那么神差他的儿子做世人的救主，就在此彰显了。
Why should I love my brother and sister in Christ?
为什么我当去爱我基督中的弟
兄姐妹 So that the unbelieving world will see and be saved.
是为了不信的世界就能够看见而且因此得救。
You know what this is?
你知道这是什么吗?
This is our mission to the world.
这是我们对这个世界所负的使命。
I love that we recently had our church's first mission, short-term mission trip.
我特别喜爱我们教会有我们第一次的短宣。
I love that we went to Mexico.
我很喜爱我们去了墨西哥。
I love that it was a movement of the whole church.
我特别喜爱这是全教会的一个行动。
I love that last Sunday when the long-term missionaries that we support, Chris and Michelle, came at 9 o'clock and almost the whole church was here to listen to their testimony.
我也特别喜爱上周我们长期支持的宣教士 Chris 和 Michelle 来这个时候早上九点全教会都坐满了
But what we learned today
那么我们今天学到的
is that our missions is not only far away
是我们的使命不仅仅是在远方
is that our mission begins here
我们的使命是从这里开始
Our mission begins right here
我们的使命就在此处开始
And it begins when we go home tonight
也就是在我们今晚回家以后就要开始
When the world sees that broken parent and child relationships, broken husband and wife relationships, broken brother and sister in Christ relationships have been healed by the power of God's love.
当世界看到那原本破损的亲子关系、夫妻关系、弟兄姐妹之间的关系，因着神的爱的大能得与和好
，The world will see.
世界就会看见
，And God will use that.
神就会使用
And they will be saved.
他们就要得救
Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告
Father, we thank you once again for how precious your word is to us.
天父，我们再一次为了你宝贵的话语献上感谢。
And that even in just a few verses, when we slowly unpack them, we see really the treasure that is in your word for us.
虽然只是短短的几节经文，但我们看到，当它一旦解开，就给了我们这样的财宝。
And Father, you know how inadequate we actually feel to live this out in our life.
主啊，你知道我们要在我们的生命中实践出这样的爱，我们是何等的没有能力。
And in many cases, it is only you that know how extremely hard and nearly impossible it is to show this love to that other person.
主啊，有的时候也只有你，单单只有你清楚，要去爱那样一个人是何等的困难。
We not only see their faults, but we see our faults.
我们不单看到对方的错处，我们也看到我们自己的不足。
But Father, this morning we turn our eyes off of man and we turn our eyes to you.
主啊，但今天早上我们要把我们的眼光从人的身上转向你的身上。
Because we need your help.
因为我们需要你的帮助。
And we know that as we abide in you, your love abides in us.
而且我们知道，当我们住在你里面，你的爱就住在我们里面。
And it will be you who help us to love like Christ.
只有你能够帮助我们像基督那样去爱。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢天父。
We look to you.
我们仰望你。
Together, we look to you for help.
我们一起仰望你，求你帮助我们。
That this place, the world will see the love of God in our midst.
世人将在这个地方，在我们的教会里看到耶稣基督的爱。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.